theatre in my late lady's dressing room, in comes my young master. Good sirs, how was I frightened? I went to hide the letter in my bosom, and he, seeing me tremble, said, smiling, "To whom have you been writing, Pamela?" I said, in my confusion, "Pray, your honour, forgive me, only to my father and mother." He said, "Well then, let me see how you are come on in your writing." Oh, how ashamed I was! He took it, without saying more, and read it quite through, and then gave it me again. And I said, "Pray, your honour, forgive me." Yet I know not for what, for he was always dutiful to his parents, and why should he be angry that I was so to mine? And indeed he was not angry, for he took me by the hand and said, "You are a good girl, Pamela, to be kind to your aged father and mother. I am not angry with you for writing such innocent matters as these, though you ought to be wary what tales you send out of a family. Be faithful and diligent, and do as you should do, and I like you the better for this." And then he said, "Why, Pamela, you write a very pretty hand, and spell tolerably too. I see my good mother's care in your learning has not been thrown away upon you. She used to say you loved reading. You may look into any of her books to improve your